Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And basketball this summer has been in the news. The WNBA record attendance and viewership, and the WNBA is hot, if you haven't noticed. And a pleasure to be joined by Rachel Piercy, CFO of the WNBA's Dallas Wings this week. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and more. And Rachel, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
Yeah, great. And great success you guys are having and the league is having. Why kind of this year are, I mean, I know it's been kind of a slow breakout process, but this year a lot of positive media coverage, social media coverage. Why is the WNBA so hot this year?
You know, I think this is really our first season back at the normal season.
Yeah.
From the pandemic. You know, so last year was still pretty iffy with all the different COVID requirements and protocols we had in place. So this is the first year we're really seeing fan base came out, and more people are coming out, new people are coming out than we've ever seen before. And I think that's because we have such a loud platform and social media presence in the 2 years prior. And so we're able to get new followers and more people and more viewership as we're seeing through those numbers. And so people, now that they can come out, they are coming out and they're being more of a support. And thankfully our women are able to see that and have that following.
Yeah, good family, affordable entertainment in the summer. And it's great basketball. And, you know, just women's basketball in general is on an upswing with the college game, et cetera. So you guys have capitalized on that big time.
Absolutely. And that's really like what we've seen too, is the women are trying to really make a voice for themselves and get the support, not just from other women, but also from the men and other sports organizations, to really help for the younger girls and give them the opportunity to have something to work towards to succeed.
Yeah, we're with Rachel Piercy, CFO of the Dallas Wings of the WNBA, and kind of a long winding history for the Wings to get to this point, Rachel, but seems to have found a home in Dallas. You're bringing a business background and a kind of a community advocate background to the team. It's really about everyone in the organization and kind of the whole community working together to get to this point, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's the definition of a team on the court, right? And it's also our back office team. It takes every single one of us, you know, putting in the time, coming up with different ideas, working together to make each department successful so that as a whole, the company is successful.
I used to say the WNBA, the teams are kind of a mini version of the NBA team. I'm probably wrong with that now. You guys are, you guys have your own teams in place, your own organizations, everything from analytics to great fan experiences. You guys go down a lot of avenues that the NBA teams don't even go, but I'm sure you guys learn a lot from what they've been doing for many, many years.
Yeah, it's actually interesting because with our dynamic and the way our company structured is, you know, we don't have the same ownership as some of the other WNBA teams do, right? So, like, we aren't a arm to the local NBA team here.
Right.
So we are actually a standalone structure. So it really, thankfully the Dallas Mavericks are wonderful and a good partner to help us and collaborate with our teams as well, especially in the local community. But we really have a team here that has a creative side and have the idea and work with the actual players of different things that they think that they have or they have a passion about and they think that would do good within the community.
Yeah, and you personally, you're big with a solid foundation in the community, giving back, and partnerships to grow the organization and the league. And that's really, that's really how you guys have been doing it, I think, is as with any live sports event or organization, you have to have strong partners that believe in you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, having your partners not only believe in you, but us taking what is important to our partners and helping be the voice for them as well, right? I mean, it's the full partnership view of, it's not just about a branding play. It's about getting out together within the community and helping awareness to our brand and their brand all in one.
Yeah, continuing on here with Rachel Piercy, of CFO of the Dallas Wings. And what's different, Rachel, about being a CFO for a sports franchise, WNBA team, than a CFO or a controller in just the regular corporate world?
You know, it is, in my opinion, night and day different. There's a lot of things, again, we're a very lean organization. And so there are things that I handle at my level that you would even normally have to think about at a CFO level. So as far as looking at a travel manifest for our players with their upcoming season, we have to look at per diem schedules, and that is across the board with all the WNBA CFOs. Like, we have monthly calls where we help each other with different things that come up within the business, right? Cause same thing, even though we're individual entities, we're all there for making sure the WNBA is successful, and things that we can implement within our individual businesses that helps across the W. And so I think that's really a diversity that I don't have, or I haven't ever had at other businesses. It's other CFOs helping to make our business better and to help make each other successful.
And how is technology at your level with your size? You guys are lean, I know, but how big a role does technology and having the latest come into play?
So technology is huge. And for me, I'm not just a number cruncher. Like,
yeah.
I love accounting, but finance is really like my wheelhouse. I pride myself in looking at numbers differently than just on paper, right? I want to understand the why behind it, and I want to understand, the biggest thing is, how do you grow revenue, right? How do you really dive in and figure out what this revenue is generated from? So technology is huge for us. For us to understand why we've seen season ticket number growth, like, what is the reason behind that? Not just the price and volume, right? Like, really behind that are these new customers that we've never seen in this type of demographic or location. Like, what is it that we've been able to grow and be successful this year? And then even further, you know, on our side, we really dive in and look at what offerings we can bring. What other revenue streams are there for our company? How we say, like, if you're sitting back and you're not trying to figure out how to grow and improve, you're going to get bypassed,
yeah.
Right? And people want to see new. I mean, that's technology these days, right? If somebody has an idea and they think it can be done better, they're going to expect you to bring them something new and better as well. So you can't do the same thing you've been doing for the last 2 years and think people are going to still come out and watch your game.
Yeah, even organizations, as you know, that have existed for 50, 60, 100 years have had to embrace technology and make changes, or they wouldn't be in existence. And that's an interesting perspective. And we're wrapping up here with Rachel Piercy, CFO of the Dallas Wings. And the most visible people in your organization, Rachel, are the players and coaches. How often do you go to them for input? How do they give you ideas and input on things, since they're smart business people as well as players? And how do you guys approach responding to the players' needs, wants, and ideas?
Thankfully, we have our basketball operations, our community, and our marketing teams are very close to the players and are able to have conversations with them on a daily, weekly basis and get their feedback of, do you agree with this social media post, or do you agree with this stance, or what's your feelings on this? So that, you know, they're a team brand, right? People know them individually, and then they know they play for the Dallas Wings. But we as the Dallas Wings want to make sure that we're also helping be a voice for these players and the things that they believe in. And so We have a really great team that's able to support them. And then this is the first year that we did kind of behind the scenes with the players, where we did a presentation for them at each department head of what our roles and responsibilities are, so that they have a direct contact to us if they need something.
Sure.
They know exactly who to go to, and they're not having to go, you know, to multiple people to try to find an answer.
Yeah, and ultimately for someone like you, that makes your job easier.
Absolutely. A direct conversation is a lot easier than multiple people in the mix.
That's the number one lesson in business, and you guys are doing a great job. Love seeing what's going on with the WNBA. I've been a fan and a supporter for years, and expansion probably on the horizon. Lots of exciting things ahead, and great hearing your perspective. And good luck to you guys throughout the rest of the summer, and I'll be following what you guys have going on.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
Great.